This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number two of the program, that's 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Now, last hour we left off with Eric in Michigan. We had just begun to talk about, Eric, you said you were starting a college class on Marxism, apparently. There's a whole class on Marxism. I mean, it's just amazing to me that they're going to, I'm sure they're just going to be touting it from the rooftops as to how
wonderful this is.
All colleges have classes on Marxism. They're called economics.
Okay. And so they apparently have already started out by attacking the industry, the industrial times in Great Britain, I guess the 19th century, which, you know, there were similar developments going on in America at that time as well. And they're pointing to that as a reason why capitalism is evil. And I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to make the points you wanted to make, Eric. So go ahead and pick up from where we left off. Eric, in Michigan? Did we lose Eric?
Well, the point that I was making on that was that
he is there, supposedly. Eric going once.
He can jump in. There you are.
There he is. Hello.
Okay. You'd actually be surprised by the tone of the class. Thus far, it's been quite anti-Marx.
Really?
I figured it would be anti-Marx because socialists don't like to be lumped together with Marx. Now, I wouldn't think for a second it would be pro-Marx, but it's likely pro-United States socialism.
Well, no matter where you fall, you can't deny that Marx was tremendously influential on the past 100 years.
Absolutely true. I would not. I would say that the communists won, Eric.
What's that?
I would say the communists won.
I wouldn't say communists. I'm not so certain about that.
Oh, communist, socialist. Is it really? Is there a big difference?
There's a subtle difference.
A significant difference.
But communists to believe in a utopian society where everyone can, sort of own everything.
Communism is kind of the change where you don't have private property and no one even thinks of anything as private property.
Right.
Socialism,
so you're talking about
the spreading of wealth.
Utopian communism, which is fine. It's just it's a utopian concept that it will never exist.
No, of course not.
So you want to make another point on the whole industrial revolution thing and why
Mark
businesses
said,
are evil?
I just called you Marx. Mark said.
I suppose
said
compared
that
to Ian,
not that big of a disparity between the poor and the rich because the rich also had to crap outside and outhouses and what have you. But that's not true at all. There was a tremendous disparity. I mean, the rich were living in these gigantic mansions.
I didn't want to say that there wasn't a disparity between the poor and the rich. There's a disparity between the poor and the rich now. And there will, if we put everything equal right now, in a year's time, there will be a disparity between the poor and the rich because some people just don't manage their money properly. And some people are very good at it.
I don't think that has anything to do with management of money.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding?
The
management of their life and the management of their money. Have you ever seen these high interest credit cards? Who do you think they target with those things?
No, I'm saying that in general, we're talking about the two separate systems here. At that point, people were spending what little money they were making, more than half of it on food. Even the poor now, they don't spend 50% of their income on food.
Sure, distribution systems have become a lot more efficient, and that would be as a result of
people
the free market,
profit,
not because of
those
socialism.
Greedy capitalists putting grocery stores around and effectively getting products from point A to point B.
Well, anyhow, from what I understand, Britain in the 19th century was dominated by laissez-faire capitalism, and this is
was the United States.
That's what they're going to tell you in the pro-socialist college class. Now, again, Mark pointed out that we can't know for sure. We weren't there.
Guys.
I mean, we don't know how much intervention was going on behalf of the local governments there. It's impossible to tell. But
be reasonable now. I think there'd be a record of this. What do you think was all happening in the back rooms? Was it the Masons that were doing all this? Is it
no.
a conspiracy? Come on.
It's clearly documented how the big businessmen managed to use the government to,
it was not
further their hopes and dreams.
It certainly wasn't laissez-faire in this country. And
not in this country.
As far as
Britain goes, it's very difficult for us to speak to it. Is all we can do is take your word on what capitalism was like in Britain in the 19th century.
Right.
I can't.
Do you think that if you just drop a bunch of indigenous tribes into one place and have no governments around, that all of a sudden the computer's going to spring up the next day? I mean, they didn't have the technology and the accoutrements and the comforts that we have now back then, simply because they hadn't gotten to that point yet.
And in the 19th century, people were just the Industrial Revolution began in 1850. People were just coming out of Benjamin Franklin wrote about going to touring Ireland and seeing the Irish living in mud huts. I mean, people at this time frame, the 18th century, that was the late 18th century is what Benjamin Franklin was writing about, they were serfs. They were coming out of serfdom.
They were feudal lords, and they moved into the cities,
so it's
and
difficult.
They were dominated by capitalist
lords. Right, right. So it's extraordinarily difficult to bring somebody directly out of being owned. They were a slave, essentially, what a serf is. They had no land. They had nothing to speak of. They were only able to scrape together enough to eat. Their biggest problem was potable water and getting food to eat. Then they got life got better under capitalism, but it's still only a bit better. These things
right.
compound over time.
Exactly. So that's why it's not fair.
Do you think that it's the socialism that's managed to bring us this standard of living here
great
in the United
question.
States?
I'm not entirely certain on that. I'm not going to speak to that because I'm just not.
Well, I can say for certain that no way in hell is it socialism that has brought us a great standard of living. All of the wonderful things that we enjoy in our lives and that we take for granted every single day, refrigeration, automobiles, you name it, these things were created by people in search of profits. Now, whether or not they personally believed in socialism, I don't know, but they did want to enrich themselves. They did want to get wealthy, and they created mass production. They created all kinds of wonderful things that we now utilize on a daily basis, and we compound off of those ideas because wealth builds over time. You create one idea, you create wealth from using your brain, combining it with natural resources. You create a product or a service or an idea, and then someone else can come along, and they can take that idea or that product or service, combine it with their brain power, and create a new piece of wealth, and it all sort of builds on itself. So, again, all the wonderful advancements we've had here. I mean, just as a simple example, we bought a box for our kitty today. You know, kitty litter box. And Julia told me she had never once before seen a little flap. This box has a flap on the front of it for the kitty to enter into. He has to sort of enter through a flap.
Keeping some of the smell in.
Right. It's even got filters up on the top of it. You've got air filters up on the top of the kitty box. She said she's never once ever seen a flap on a kitty box. And I said, well, you know, it's probably one of those greedy capitalists that came up with the idea to differentiate their kitty box from the rest of the kitty boxes out there. All of these things are coming about because of competition in the marketplace. And, of course, if we had socialism, we had communism, then none of these things would be happening. Then we'd have, you know, the government. I was watching the John Stossel Sick in America special, which is very good, by the way. If you can get it online, you should probably do that. But he pointed out the old government, I don't remember what country it was from, but it was one of those government cars where the government manufactured the vehicle.
A lot of
okay.
I think there's been a handful of them.
East Germany, right?
Yeah, a lot in Trabant.
They were talking about how when you filled it up, it was very difficult to fill up, and you had to mix oil with the gasoline.
Was it two-stroke?
Yeah, like with your lawnmower engine. And it was just hilarious. I mean, hilarious now looking back, but for those people back then, that must have been absolutely awful. And, of course, they all looked the same, and they just ran awful. I mean, when you put the government in charge of something, then it ends up just turning into crap. So, I mean, it's just... I don't know what else to tell you, Eric.
When it comes
socialism
right
is not the reason why we have a great standard of living.
When it comes
yet.
Right down to it, my question is, why did not capitalism protect the people in 19th century Britain, and why did they have to struggle so hard against the capitalists to get things like, children who were 8 years old to get 2 hours of class a day before they could go to work
okay.
for 10 hours?
I can absolutely field that question, and I feel like I've touched on it up to this point. Remember that these people are not coming out of 21st century United States and being thrown into 19th century Great Britain. They're coming out of 18th century Great
Britain. An agrarian
Britain.
Society.
Right. An agrarian society where children did work, never learned to read. That was what their role was.
They were on the farm.
Mark,
they were assets.
Mark,
you sent them out to work. Yes.
Do you know how the age, how old people lived? I can't remember the city. I just read this, though. The average age of a male at that time?
No.
18 years old. They lived to 18.
But
now,
do you understand why that is? That has little to do with capitalism. It has a lot to do with diseases and bacteria and not washing your hands after you go poo.
Compare that to the rich who were living up to 50 at that point.
Rich people are always going to live longer. They are able to better take care of themselves. They don't have to commit crimes to get food.
Eric, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
That them coming out of a feudal system and then going into a capitalist system is the reason why they didn't have better conditions. What I'm asking you is, if the capitalists had so much money, why didn't they compete between one another and give the workers better conditions so the workers would want to work there? Which
that's
seems
how
like
I think that they did. I think that these things respond relatively slowly in the marketplace. I don't think immediately, bam, you've got OSHA because you have free market capitalism.
Right. The reason we have good working conditions today isn't because government stepped in. It's because that was happening as a natural process anyway. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Whether it was unions or whatever, that's a market process, too. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab it up right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience on us, Free Talk Live. LegalZoom.com, and now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Yeah, we just finished up a conversation with Eric in Michigan about the 19th.
Great caller, Eric is. I like being engaged.
Challenges.
Like
yes.
That.
Challenges are great.
Because people are never going to believe in the concepts of freedom and liberty unless they are confronted with questions like that. So I just wanted to give Eric some props.
Absolutely. Kudos to Eric. We're talking about his class in college, and they claimed that 19th century England was a laissez-faire society, and that, you know, businesses were operating unregulated of government. Government intrusion was not to be found.
Right.
And we took his word for it for the sake of arguing, because we don't honestly know better. But really, I find it very hard to believe, and I know you want to talk about unions here, and we'll touch on that.
Yeah.
But I just find it hard to believe that this country that, you know, was run by a king and was very oppressive back when revolutionary times were happening
was suddenly extraordinarily laissez-faire.
Right, that all of a sudden they just dissolved the government and decided to not get involved in their
people's
lives.
And to think that somehow capitalism is going to be able to be set in an unfair system like serfdom, which is essentially what they were coming out of,
mm-hmm.
the disparity between rich and poor was even bigger at that point, or at least the same, so it would have to trickle down to create a middle class at that point. You know, yeah. You're not going to have capitalism and laissez-faire over 50 years, and suddenly everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Exactly.
And libertarianism is just the best system. It's not a perfect one.
It allows people to pull themselves out of their situation.
Sure.
It doesn't happen overnight, but
right.
It does.
It's difficult.
Happen.
It's difficult to start your own small business when when there's so much competition in the marketplace for the few things that everyone would buy. Farmers would produce food. Mm-hmm. Blacksmiths would produce metal things that people would need. There'd be some potters, you know, maybe some glass blowers, and that's about all you could do. And many farmers did just that. They would do one thing, and then when they weren't farming, because it wouldn't take all their time all the time, they had another little hobby to manage to, you know, make things happen. Remember that in revolutionary times here in the United States, the people in England were being taxed much more oppressively. And those taxes are tough on the lower class. It's
sure.
Very difficult to have any natural resources in which to be able to pull yourself up.
Right. And it's not just natural resources, but also capital. You know, when you've got people that are coming out of a agrarian class, they're coming off of the farm to go work in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why they're going to work in the factory is because they don't have enough money to go and start their own business.
Right.
They just don't have the capital in their hands to go out and create something on their own, to create their own business. And then, of course, you know, again, we were taking Eric's word for it that it was this wonderful laissez-faire society, which I really find hard to believe. It doesn't make sense, because we know that the way governments work is they work hand in hand with the existing businesses to protect them from upstarts, to protect them from somebody else who wants to get into the business. So, presuming that that was going on then, and I have no reason to believe that it wasn't going on then, except just for just what Eric said, the existing factory owners that were mistreating their workers would have had some sort of an agreement with the people in government to where if somebody came along with some capital and they wanted to start up a competing factory, the government would step in and prevent them from doing it. I find it hard to believe that the things that are going on, those things go on today in America. I find it very hard to believe that it wasn't going on back in the United Kingdom.
And even so, the disparity was already there between rich and poor. There were
right.
fewer people, a lot fewer people.
With capital, yeah.
And, you know, they just didn't, there was all kinds of industries. So
but even when there are two competitors, even if there were just two factories to work in, that's all you need for things to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because then Eric had mentioned unions before we left the call. And that's a great point. I personally don't have anything against the concept of unions. What I have a problem with is when unions team up with government to use coercion on businesses.
Right. The same way as the businesses teaming up with the government to use coercion on other businesses and
the
unions.
Right.
I have the problem with the unions using coercion.
Right.
I think unions are great. I think they're fabulous. I just don't think that they should in any way be involved, you know, manage to corner the market on labor in their particular area or expertise.
Sure. So they might have been a factor.
Look at the problem that Ford's having with the AUW or whatever currently.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about today's unions, but I mean, they could have very well been a factor.
Today's unions are a very good example of why you don't want unions in bed with the government.
Exactly. They could very well have been a factor back then in getting conditions improved, because when the employees gather together and they say, you know, we've had enough of these of our arms being cut off in this machinery, and, you know, we demand better working conditions, that's something that speaks to the business owner. And, you know, if they're saying, well, we're going to go across town to your competitor, then they're going to lose their best employees to the competition, because the competition is, you know, offering maybe not the safest of conditions, but safer conditions, if healthier conditions.
Or they won't go.
And it's increments. It's a little at a time, here and there. And the more competitors get into the marketplace, the better the situation gets for employees. Let's continue with the phone calls. You can take control. Gilbert in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gilbert.
Hi, guys. I think you're covering pretty well what was happening, but I think also what they failed to analyze is the whole picture, and one of them you might have touched on was the tremendous advances in medicine. You had periodic plagues that would completely wipe out half of Europe with bubonic plague and scarlet fever, with the discovery of microorganisms. A lot of that completely was eliminated, so you have huge numbers of people not dying. I mean, that was the problem, in essence, was the huge numbers of people that before would be dying off, they weren't dying. So they were getting, you had huge population growth that couldn't be sustained by the land that normally in the past they would have, because they would have been wiped out by these plagues. And in looking back, you have to account for that. You have to account for the fact that technology wasn't moving as fast as some of the social advocates wanted. Look what's happening today with the idea of alternative fuels. We're still under the fantasy that, you know, whether you throw money at a disease or an energy problem, that somehow the money is going to create the ingenuity. Well, of course it doesn't. It requires the human mind to invent the solution. And anybody can advocate and say, well, you're not thinking fast enough, you're not coming up with safer minds fast enough, you're not coming up with safer machines fast enough, and just complain. And that's what the progressives have always done, is to complain that other people aren't inventing things fast enough.
You know, that is a brilliant observation, and I see it all of the time. They complain about it not just in the past, but they complain about it today. They'll complain that, well, so-and-so company isn't doing this right, and they need to be doing this differently. Well, why don't you shut the F up and go start your own damn company? You whiners.
You know, I work in sales, and I've worked in advertising sales for since 1999. And I worked for a company that used to have two computers for 16 salespeople. At one point or another, I got sick of that and left. And went to a company that had more computers per salesperson. One per salesperson.
Marketplace
now,
in action.
And it's not missing my arm or anything, but it's just what I wanted to work, the atmosphere I wanted to work in.
Gilbert, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgy at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today. So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. You just get signed up, we'll clue you in. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we go, do we finish all our points on the 19th century thing?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I just really loved Gilbert's point about the progressives, so-called, and how all they do is complain. Like, they're awesome at complaining. They have no problem finding fault with existing companies today. Well, Walmart doesn't do this and this and this, and I'm never going to shop at Walmart again. Well, I'm only going to shop with the wherever they have the organic food or whatever it is their complaints are.
Like they weren't going to do that anyway.
Right. And, you know, I'm all for boycotts, okay? That's cool. Boycotts are a market mechanism. That's cool. And the progressives are kind of good at doing the boycott thing. But they're not so good at actually getting out there and competing. See, they understand the
mechanism. There are progressives in business, and I totally do not understand it. I just don't understand how you can be a progressive Democrat and run a business at the same time. But I know that people do.
Well, there are some progressives in business, but I don't get the feeling that very many of them have an entrepreneurial
not
mindset.
Not that many, no.
And so, you know, I used to know somebody that was a marijuana dealer who used to talk about how he used to sell to a lot of Green Party people,
mm-hmm.
and he just found it ironic that, you know, they're buying their marijuana from a liberty minded person because he was also of a liberty mindset, and it's just interesting that the entrepreneur in the world of marijuana was the libertarian, whereas the customers were the Green Party people.
Mm.
And so that's what you see, except it's on a much wider scale. You know, they sit there and they complain, they protest, but very few of them actually plunk down the change and start up a competing business. I mean, I was watching the John Stossel special, Sick in America, last night, and he actually interviewed the Whole Foods guy. The whole special was just filled with libertarian thinkers, basically, without anybody actually saying the word libertarian. In fact, the title of the entire episode was Sick in America, Whose Body Is It Anyway? Can you think of a more pro-liberty sounding title?
No.
It was just a great, great exercise. In fact, my one critique was he didn't critique the government quite enough in his special, but nonetheless, he did a great job.
What a surprise.
But the founder of Whole Foods, you know, the one of the biggest purveyors of organic food in America.
Libertarian.
Libertarian. He spoke at a libertarian convention. He's a self-avowed libertarian. Just find that interesting. That's all. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. I guess it's a good thing that the progressives aren't out there investing capital, because then they'd probably make money and they'd be able to promote their awful ideas better.
But they wouldn't remain progressives for long.
That's true.
The more you come in contact with the government, the more you dislike it.
Great point. 1-800-259-9231. And the more profits you make, the more things you realize you can do. You know, you can help people, feed the poor and all that. Let's go and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
All right, fellas, how's it going tonight?
Great.
Good, sir.
What's on your mind, Jeremy?
I was just thinking about these cops that want to protect these animals but don't want to protect them.
What do you mean?
Protect these animals. I don't understand.
Well, like, they pretend like they want to be green, but then when it comes down to it, they don't even give a damn. All they want is another beard, another joint, and all this other crap. You know,
you're talking about police? Are you referencing something in specific?
Well, like, people that all they do is stay messed up all the time, you know, and they want to call up and complain about everything, but really all they do is sit on their butt and do nothing. Once they go start throwing rocks at the courthouse every morning or something like that, you know, if you really want to get...
I don't know if that's an effective protest, but I see you're talking about...
No, you should throw water balloons at the post office.
Water balloons would be a bad idea. Now, you're not talking about the cops. You're talking about just people that are listless and shiftless and lazy.
Right. They never get out and want to protest or put themselves in the mix. All they ever want to do is talk on the radio and do nothing. I'm about to go fuck me the freaking wild, man. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's B-U-C-K, B-U-C-K is what he said there. Yes, please go buck wild and have a good time doing it, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We certainly get plenty of those people that he's talking about, the people that just call talk shows, and they think that that's going to, like, do something.
I was wondering if he was talking about us. That was what I was... I don't know. I mean,
I can't imagine he would talk about us that way.
I was just wondering, because, I mean...
You're not just talk show hosts.
You're certainly not. You're out doing protests and all that other stuff, and I'm involved in the political process pretty strong here locally.
We do things, and that's very... That's something that a lot of talk show hosts don't do. There are some that get involved, you know, but they do it more from a self-promotion aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Sean Hannity's got his Hannity concerts going on where he tours around the country and his sycophants come by and they buy tickets and bring their families out.
Tell him how great he is.
Yeah, and all that garbage. We don't do that sort of stuff.
We love you, Sean.
The things we go out and do very rarely are even announced. I'll just show up somewhere and videotape some activists doing something and then come back. I mean, we talk about it on the show usually after the fact if something interesting happens, and sometimes we'll sell it in advance, but it's not sold as an appearance of Free Talk Live.
No.
Come out to the protest today to meet Ian and Mark from Free Talk Live. Never have we done that on this show. Never. We're going to a protest. If you want to be there, we'd love to have you there.
Right. We're very accessible. Not that we're not Rush Limbaugh. We're not going to be mobbed
right.
The scene and people want to talk to us about all kinds of stuff, although people do want to talk to us.
And most of the things we go to, for instance, the UN flag burn last year, which there's a picture of on our website of us burning UN flags. The UN flag burn and the other things that we go to are never organized by us.
No.
Can you think of anything?
No. Sometimes... Well, sometimes we'll go to the Free Keen meeting that you organize, but mostly anything that's
We go to lots of things that are not organized by us.
Yeah. Most of the things we go out and do, political or otherwise, civil disobedience related, are just somebody else putting something together, and we show up just like any other activist would. So we're not, even though we do, even though other talk show hosts sometimes get into activism, it's more from a shameless self-promotion aspect than anything else. 800-259-9231. You bring up, anything. Let's go to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. TSA George, in fact. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering, now that we're doing, you talked about this thing about requiring ID, and now we're the ones checking your boarding passes and stuff. I was wondering, I need the listeners, someone to call up and tell me how to say, show me your papers in Russian. Anyone mm-hmm. that knows how to say that in Russian, 1-800-259-9231.
That's cute.
Yeah, and we
I bet if you went on our bulletin board system and posted it there, somebody would have, you know, would be able to put even an MP3 file up there where they would pronounce it for you.
Maybe German would be. I mean, if you can't get Russian, maybe German would be okay.
Yeah, no. There's too many Holocaust survivors. That would really piss someone off right there. You know, I talked with my boss about that. I was like, no, George, just stick with Russian. You know, if you're gonna say this, say it in Russian at least, you know. Besides, they've been doing it a lot longer than the Germans have, to be fair, too.
I think it's hilarious.
Your boss is very tolerant.
Yeah, that you checked with your TSA boss on that one, and he thought it was kind of funny.
Well, more like my immediate supervisor, per se.
That's a boss?
I see.
Yeah, one of those things, he was joking around on that. But yeah, he figures there's less people less likely to know Russian than German anyway.
Would it be sort of like you'd say it in Russian quickly and then say, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, show me your identification.
Yeah, pretty much like that. And since it was our first day doing it, oh, my God, it was a real cluster F.
Hold on a second. This has already started? I thought it was next year this was going into effect.
It's already started.
How does it work exactly? What do you,
Well, right now we're kind of transitioning. AirServe, the company that does it for us, is still checking the IDs, but then we're doing it also just to get into practice. And a lot of things today were in saying they were Disneyland long. And
where are they being checked? Is it before they go through the screening process? Before they
at
go
at the end of the queue here and all, and it was crazy like that. And I was wondering. Also, I wanted to talk about that bomb thing in Boston with that girl.
Yeah, hang on, because I definitely have more questions about this. Because I'm shocked. I thought this was starting next year, but now George is telling us, and he works for the TSA, telling us it's already being implemented. Where they mandatory, they're checking every single passenger's identification. You can't get out of it anymore. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet?
Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The feature's on the site for free. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. So get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, go buy some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more, all available to you. Reasonable prices, high-quality products, store.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. You know, I was getting into my SavvyRest bed last night, and it used to be I had a water bed, and man, when my wife got in, it felt like she was just elbow dropping it, like she was a professional wrestler, like she was Kane doing a belly flop in the middle of my bed,
like she was trying to get you.
Yeah, and you. On this the latex bed, when she gets in, I barely even notice.
Yeah, it's
it won't wake you up. No, not at all.
Good stuff. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, continuing the phone calls, we're back to George, TSA George in D.C. Now, George, we talked over the weekend, I think, about how the government is now going to mandate that everybody show their ID. Now, most people that are traveling today, they think that already was a mandate, but it's not. We've tested it ourselves. Our listeners have tested it. It is true that, at least it was true, that you didn't have to show government identification to government agents in order to fly in America. That is changing. I thought it was supposed to start next year. You're saying they're already implementing it now.
Yeah, we're starting a transition thing. Now, about the showing ID, I think you still end up referring to secondary screening if you don't have ID right there. I'm pretty sure that's still enough stack.
So right now they're turning over the checking of papers to the TSA, and then at some point next year, perhaps, they will then make it so that you cannot fly without the identification.
Wasn't the TSA already checking papers?
No, that was some other...
Yeah, that was AirServe before that. Yeah, we kind of outsourced that, but now no, we want to take over that again, apparently.
I see.
Not me. I'd rather they do it.
So for now, okay, so for now you can get through. You'll get a secondary screening, but you can still get through without showing ID, and then theoretically next year that's going to change.
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah, that's still like that. Yeah, this is retarded because now it's like we're already shorthanded as it is at this airport, and now we're pulling screeners off to do this, and we're already still got screeners walking around the front of the terminal looking for suspicious activity, something airport police can do, you know.
Well, it's going to be an excuse for them to hire more TSA agents, George.
Yeah, but you know, we have such high turnover, and it's manning this airport is still tough as hell to pull screeners off the thing. It's like it's no wonder the lines are as long as they are.
High turnover. You know? Now, why do you think that the TSA has high turnover? This is the first time I've heard about this, by the way. I mean, high turnover, you normally experience that in the restaurant industry, for instance. But why the TSA?
Well, basically because new people just smell the BS of the higher-ups, and some of our real higher-ups in this airport are just really deep-ditty, kind of retarded kind of people. I mean, no joke. People shouldn't be running a McDonald's, much less an airport.
I heard it here first.
It's been said that the mediocrity rises through the ranks in government.
A low-level TSA employee has just indicted his superiors for being stupid.
Some of them should be in the Darwin Awards.
Amazing. Amazing.
Right, before I go, I figured I'd throw in my 2 cents about that Boston Bomb Bonanza. About the third thing. I took a look at that, and from a distance, if you're like, say, 50 feet away, it's kind of hard to tell right there whether or not. I mean, she should not have gotten arrested, but at the same time, I don't blame the cops for freaking out. However, I figured the scare of having cops point guns at you for all that stuff up and would be more than
enough. It probably took care of her ever doing it again. Kind of
thing. Exactly. You don't need to charge her. You just be like, look, you don't wear something like that. And that's it's a putty part, you know. We got C4 and Semtex as explosives. Those are putty-like substances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you attach that to an exposed battery with wires and stuff like that, you know, and it's understandable that someone might think that was an explosive right there.
I got you, George.
At a first glance.
Thanks for the expertise, as always, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, John Shaw off the BBS put up a bunch of pictures of different improvised bombs, and he said, which one of these is a bomb?
They all were.
And they all were.
Right. They look like anything.
Right. They could be anything. And that's, you know, I mean, it makes it tough for people to know whether or not she had a bomb on her shirt. Why would she be carrying a bomb on her shirt? Who knows?
She could
be a crazy terrorist.
Again, I agree she should have been investigated. I don't agree she should have been charged. That's going to ruin her life. 800-259.
The charging won't ruin her life.
Oh,
the
yes, it will.
Convicting will.
You remember what happened with the Jose Padilla jury, Mark? He went in front of a jury, and they wore red, white, and blue in all three of their rows because they wanted to show the nation they were concerned about terrorism and send this man to jail.
Right. The indictment then is against our judicial system, which I would entirely agree with.
Right. So this is going to ruin her life because the judicial system sucks. 800-259-9231 to Tom in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about the subject that I saw on YouTube that was taken from the Discovery Channel, I think, about time travel.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought, you know, that it seemed pretty ridiculous, but apparently they said that they had a panel of scientists that said that time travel was theoretically possible, and then they constructed a virtual machine of how it would work, they had these laser squares that... this huge stack, and if you look from above, it looks like it's spiraling down. And the idea is that it would, the light would bend the space-time continuum into a spiral or something, which would allow you to theoretically go jump inside a hole that would send you back in time.
Well, wow. I can see that going on this a little bit. If you could travel faster than the speed of light, you could certainly end up somewhere in the past, but I don't know if you could travel to your own past or, say, Earth's past simply because it's so close. I'm not sure.
It's all speculation.
It is absolutely speculation. These scientists are likely smarter than I am.
Oh, wait, did you say this is a Discovery Channel special?
I think Discovery Channel or Nova Channel was a reliable source.
Very interesting. Now, I mean, did they talk about the concept of, well, what would happen if you changed something in the past? And how
No, they didn't get to that. But what they did get to was, it actually kind of made sense, because the time machine that they were talking about wasn't like in the movies where you just hop into one, you set a time and date, and then you turn it on. You have to turn it on and then just leave it on forever. And then the idea is that you could only go back in time as far as to the time where you turned it on. So you could never go back to 300 years ago. You could only go back to the point in which you activated it.
Very interesting.
It is very interesting.
So theoretically, that would mean that if you turned it on, you would have an 80-year-old version of yourself just appear out of nowhere, because like maybe yourself in the future would decide, I think now I want to go back in time.
Would that 80-year-old self have aged at any point with medical benefits in the future?
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
Is it possible to travel forward into time?
Well, we are doing it right now.
Well, okay, yes, we are.
Yes, we know that.
Awesome.
Travel forward faster.
He's quick. He knew that question was coming.
Yeah, but actually, it is possible. I know what you mean. I mean, it is possible to travel in time faster than we're doing. You know, because of the theory of relativity. If you go faster, then you will age faster, or you'll age slower, and everything around you will age faster. I don't remember, but I think it's that if you go to a certain, the faster you go, the slower you age. So you could travel in 100 years in what seems to you to be 1 year or 1 day or 1 minute.
You know, I'm glad somebody who is more intelligent than I am is working on this diligently, because it is way beyond my grasp. I always thought this was something that was just to the realm of science fiction. But then again, we've seen over time how science fiction has really become science fact over time, as people, in search of profits and new ideas, are constantly coming up with these wonderful technologies and things to enhance our lives with. So.
The government will probably ban it if you can go back in time, because, you can wreak a whole bunch of havoc.
I suppose so. You could, then again, if it's going to work in the way that they are saying it's going to work, then there's only so much havoc you could wreak.
I just need the lotto numbers from, next week. I could go up, get them, and come back.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231.
I don't even need lotto numbers. I just need to know who won a football game, which stock increased the most on the
NYC. You'd have to have your own secret time machine, though,
yes.
Mark. Because if everybody could travel in time, then all of a sudden sports betting would just be done.
Yeah.
It'd be over with. No one would ever take a bet again. So, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we still have to talk about the Good Samaritan. Tried to do the right thing, and the cops punished him for it. So, the moral of the story is going to be, don't do the right thing. At least if it involves the cops. 1-800-259-9231. The moral of the story is, just don't deal with the cops. If you can avoid it at all, don't deal with them, because they're just going to bring you trouble. Even if you think otherwise. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Look.